Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of The Guidebook to Happiness, The Guidebook to Optimum Health, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm excited to be able to share with you very practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality, and your success in life. And make sure our lessons go all the way to your core. Each month I'm going to be recording a guided meditation so you start evolving from the inside out. Thanks a lot for joining me today for something special, because I've decided to upload the entire audiobook of The Successful Mind to the Life Masterclass podcast series. I'll upload one chapter for each session, but I'll upload all of the chapters at once so you can get access to the entire book right away. I don't want to keep you waiting, because some good, very good information there, and I'm really excited to share it with as many people as possible. It's something that I wish I had known a long time ago, and so I want to share it as far and wide as I possibly can. Today's podcast is Chapter 2, Laying the Foundation. So what is a belief? The Oxford Dictionary Online tells us a belief is an acceptance that something exists or is true, especially one without proof. I don't know about you, but that definition gives me the distinct impression that beliefs are sort of like Play-Doh in our hands, especially the words without proof. And acceptance from who? Us, society, the president, prime minister or queen, mum and dad, friends? After reading that definition, do you, like me, get the distinct impression that these beliefs may not be laws of nature, or laws that govern the universe, or even physical facts? They're certainly not something that apply in 100% of cases 100% of the time. And if you're thinking, so when do they apply? Let me assure you that we'll be getting to that shortly. Here are a number of belief statements that someone may unconsciously or consciously accept as true, but cannot be proven or consistently replicated with the same results in a laboratory test environment. It is hard to make money these days. It is easy to make money these days. Relationships are a lot of hard work. Relationships are a lot of fun. Health is totally dependent on external influences. Health is totally dependent on internal influences. Something that cannot be replicated is definitely not a fact. You're starting to get a sense already of which directions your beliefs might be taking you. Now let's add to that list some of the most common and more invasive beliefs from the clients I've worked with over the last decade, who are just like you and me. Here's the examples. I don't deserve to take up space. I'm not good enough. I'm a bad person. I'll never be successful because dot, dot, dot. Add your own ending to that. I'm not smart enough. I expect you already know a little bit about beliefs and how we all have different ones. And I'm sure that you know, like I've shown here, that different people can hold beliefs that are complete opposites, yet each believes them down to the tips of their toes and will fight to protect their own belief or view of reality. And furthermore, I'm sure you realise that anything within or related to the second list of beliefs is very unlikely to make us feel good, inspired, open, connected, or any of the other things that enable us to be the fullest expression of ourselves. The vast majority of the statements we make, live by, or base our decisions on fall under the category of a belief. In fact, anything that is not a universal law, like the law of gravity, for example, by definition is a belief. The law of gravity essentially says that if we're heavier than air, we're going down, regardless of our size, shape, colour, sexual persuasion, IQ, EQ, shoe size, amount of money in the bank, Facebook followers, or age. The law works exactly the same for everyone. By definition, because a belief is not a universal law, it's not get the same results for the same people every time. As you're probably aware, it's not the universal laws or physics which determine the results our beliefs deliver. Rather, it's you and me that hold that power. We shape and create our destiny moment by moment based on the beliefs we carry and have chosen to subscribe to. If your head is starting to spin at this point, then rest assured this is a good thing. Neuroscience tells us that in order to construct a new thought, which leads to a corresponding new action and ultimately a new result, we often need to deconstruct an old thought or limiting pattern that has been playing out in our minds. Therefore, if at any time while reading this book you feel some confusion coming on, know that it's a good thing. From confusion, something new and often better is created. We're in the process of creating the new super you. You are evolving. The relationship between beliefs and results. The reason that beliefs are so important for us to understand is because they are directly responsible for the results we get in life. Our beliefs determine how we will act in any given situation, and the way we act has a huge impact on the outcomes or results we create. And I show that in a diagram showing that beliefs influence our feelings and emotions, which drives behaviours, which creates results. This simple diagram may only be four little boxes with three arrows, but it can represent an enormous difference in your daily life experience. If you spend your energy trying to change your external experience, you'll end up in a tug of war with Mother Nature, God, life, Allah, the source, the universe, whichever term you prefer. Good luck with that. Regardless of how Herculean you believe your strength to be, I'm willing to bet my trusty Honda scooter that your tug of war might end up with you coming in second and standing despondent in a large puddle of tears. However, if we reverse engineer this process and start our work at the other end of the diagram, at our beliefs, we suddenly have the ability to change something that we own, something we can control, and actually change once we know how. We are definitely more in control of our beliefs than we are the forces of nature or God. At this point, you may be a little confused as to where this is going, or may even be thinking, just tell me how to change these limiting beliefs of mine and make my life completely different. You might desire to be healthy, wealthy, wise, and in an amazing relationship as you make a huge positive difference in the world. Trust me, we're going to get there. But before you can unlearn or disassociate the beliefs you've picked up and played out over the years or even decades of repetition, you need to understand how they originated. It is by understanding the what, why, and how they were formed that you'll come to understand and then believe that just as they were formed, so too can they be unformed. But that is not all. I not only want to help you remove limiting beliefs, I want to help you replace them with the right rocket fuel. Now we're talking. The impact of beliefs. The content that will follow in the rest of this book represents the basis, cornerstone, building blocks, key driving force, and foundation of who and what you are. It is the stuff that determines the results you get in life. It'll explain what you have achieved, as well as how and to what degree your achievements have been stunted, whether you're rich and famous or about to be evicted from your one-bedroom apartment. Your beliefs determine the world you live in and the place that you occupy within that world. I'm sure you're starting to get the picture. Beliefs are important. I've already said that they're the foundation. Forgive me, I'm repeating myself, but I really want you to realize that what you're about to be made aware of is something that will change your life forever. I'm not generally a serious guy, but this is serious stuff. There are also several diagrams and scenarios that will make it easier for you to understand the concepts that in the past you may have left to the psychiatrists and psychologists. Very soon you'll be able to mix it up with the best of them. Maybe even start getting inside their heads. The creation and the impact of beliefs is always the first thing I discuss with new coaching clients, because beliefs are where your life's results are engineered. And why did I use the word forever just recently? Because once you're made aware of something, it's extremely hard to stick your head back in the sand. Once you realize that something is really bad for you, it makes it much harder to keep doing that same disempowering thing to yourself. Awareness is the first stage of all change and growth. It is the origin of all personal development. So make yourself comfortable and get ready to have your "but I didn't think it had that much of an impact" blinkers removed once and for all. I promise to be gentle. Warning, be aware that once the blinkers come off, they are very hard to get back on. If you continue reading or listening to my voice, your awareness will definitely be enhanced. You have been warned. As Neo in the movie The Matrix was advised by Morpheus, you take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you just how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. For those that have not seen this classic movie, just do a YouTube search on blue pill or red pill, The Matrix, and you'll get to see this fantastic piece of art. Beliefs in your physical, mental, and emotional health. Studying and understanding health and vitality has been a fascination of mine for the last 20 years. I started at a very physical level by training to be a personal trainer, and have advanced over the years through alternative health, neuro-linguistics programming, NLP training, hypnotherapy, yoga, meditation, breathing and mindfulness techniques, to a level that delves more into things like neuroscience, quantum physics, and epigenetics. My book called The Guidebook to Optimum Health goes a lot deeper into the aspects and elements that lead to optimizing health. What I've come to realize by following the research of neuroscientists like Joe Dispenza and Candace Pert, Eastern and Western trained doctors like Deepak Chopra, and biologists like Bruce Lipton, is our beliefs also have a very real effect on us at a cellular level, and therefore directly impact our health and vitality. The beliefs we have cause us to feel certain emotions, and in the case of, in inverted commas, negative emotions like fear and anxiety, the stress response is activated, and along with it are the associated physiological effects like increased adrenaline and cortisol, reduced immune system and digestive system functionality, increased blood flow to the muscles, dilation of the pupils, etc. The emotional responses we experience also trigger the expression of different genes. Different genes are turned on, upregulated, or turned off, deregulated, as a consequence of different emotions. The new science of epigenetics makes it clear that the way we think, feel, and act has an impact on our genetic expression. In a very general sense, this means that our thoughts and therefore our beliefs can have a direct impact on our health. Beliefs that empower you turn on brain chemistry like serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin, which elevate your health and psychological well-being. Beliefs that disempower you are likely to activate a stress response, which if activated often could create excessive adrenaline and cortisol in your system. This will lead to disruption of the health of the cells and the activation or deactivation of genes that disrupt your health and vitality. My main point in all of this is that your belief system most definitely affects your health, for better or worse. You're doing important work with every page you read, and every positive actionable step you take to cleaning up and cleaning out the beliefs that no longer serve you, which might even be causing you to experience physical symptoms and illness.
I hope that you enjoyed that chapter from The Successful Mind. Feel free to deepen your understanding and application to your own life with a pair of beliefs by checking out my online workshop called Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In the workshop, I also do a powerful NLP technique to help you shift your most limiting and disempowering beliefs. You can find all the details at carlmassey.com. That's CARLMASSY.com in the tab Training and Events. In Training Events, you can also find out the locations and dates where I'll be hosting my super, super favourite three-day Life Masterclass seminars, where we spend 3 days deep diving into your personal transformation and helping you overcome any self-imposed limitations. Who doesn't want to do a little bit more of that? Thank you again for joining me today. If you want to receive more happiness tips or other freebies, make sure you check out my website at www.carlmassey.com and sign up for the Happiness Tips newsletter. And finally, wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an amazing day and take care.